What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, along with, Alec Medford. That's what it's going to have to turn into.
I like it.
And the famous Jacob Ray. That's just the order that it's going to have to go for now. Right now, we're going to do some NFL overreaction or reality. I've been thinking about this for a while. I know the Cowboys seem to care a lot. Overreaction or reality? The Cowboys finishing with a non-losing record means something to you?
Overreaction? Yeah. To me, it doesn't, because I don't show up to the Star every day, and I don't put on the pads, and I don't sit in the meetings, and I don't have a career to play for. I just talk about other people's careers and hope not to offend anybody in the process. I don't care as a fan. I don't think any fan should care. Because as a fan, you want your team to be good. You want your team to improve. How do you improve when you cannot make the playoffs? You improve your draft position to get yourself a more talented player, theoretically, on your team next season. That is the ultimate way. Now, I do enjoy seeing success with this team as well. So I'm not mad if they win this game. I'm not going to be upset. I am going to say, well, it was kind of too little, too late, and too pointless for my taste, but it is cool to see the team thrive and to see everybody happy. And I'll say, selfishly, interviewing Steven and Jerry is a lot nicer after a win.
Right.
It is a lot easier, and you can kind of ask the tougher questions because they're in a better mood, you know? So, like,
And they'll give you a real answer.
Exactly. I like everything. Like, man, Will was getting some gold out of Jerry on Friday last week because he straight up asked him about the scheme and stuff. And he was like, oh, no, don't let my excitement about this win deter you from the fact that I hate everything about this defense. I'm exaggerating. But he blatantly said, no, I'm still upset with a lot of things about this team. It's just nice to win. It's nice to smile.
Right. Jacob, NFL overreaction or reality? Cowboys finishing with a non-losing record means something to you.
I'm going to say overreaction as well. You know, being a Bears fan over the last 3 years, I've kind of like adopted the theory that if you're not making the playoffs, I mean, you're trying to get the highest draft pick possible and improve your team. And I think it'll be fun if you're a Cowboys fan to watch them close the season strong. But, I mean, by the time March comes around, that win over the Giants is not going to mean anything to you.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to breaking down draft stuff over this offseason, I think you're going to be a lot happier if you lose this game this upcoming Sunday as opposed to if you win it.
Well, I wish you wouldn't have mentioned that you were a Bears fan yet, because that's going to tip off potential bias for this next question. But because of that, I will start with you, Jacob. Overreaction or reality? Jordan Love is an actual franchise quarterback.
I'll go reality. I think he's a very good player. I think PFF has him ranked as the number 4 quarterback in the NFL. Look, whenever he's facing a team like the Bears who can't get a pass rush, he's a really good player. But it's a matter of what he can do in big moments. And we saw him in the first game against the Bears fall apart in that second half and allow them to come all the way back. But, yeah, I'd be remiss if I said he wasn't a good quarterback, and I'm scared to face him in the playoffs.
Although you have to point out, Caleb Williams won a division title before Jordan Love.
He did. I tweeted that.
Alec, what say you?
I will say reality. He is, but he is the Packers franchise quarterback. And I say that because I think he is a Matt LaFleur special. Not to say that he would be bad on any other team. I just think that his skill set and the way that he's wired to make his reads and his off-schedule plays, it all feels like that stuff that was taught to him.
Right.
And he was very raw coming out of college, and that's why, obviously, when you have Aaron Rodgers out there too, he wasn't playing when he first got here, but the development helped. So I do think that he is a franchise quarterback because he landed in the perfect situation to evolve into that. Now, Had that been a different situation and he was forced into it year one, I don't think he's as good as he is, because I think he really did need the experience of, let me learn the playbook, let me get these practice reps, let me learn from a future Hall of Famer, you know, and ask questions. I think that really benefited him, because you saw early on in his playing career in the NFL, there were some questionable moments just because he was inexperienced, but then he kind of settled back in. It's the same way that I feel about his backup right now.
NFL overreaction or reality? If you were the Cowboys, you would give Javonte Williams a 3-year, $21 million extension.
Reality.
Ooh, I like it.
I would do it for two reasons. Jerry keeps on talking about all the spread room that they have with the salary cap, which is still one of my favorite phrases ever, because, you know. But if we're going to do that, if we're going to use that and keep using that as a crutch, I want to actually do something with it. And it is true. You mentioned a couple times already today that
we did the math.
We did the experiment like 2 weeks ago. It is very possible to open up some very usable money. But the other side of me, just as a selfish fan of the team, I am so sick of asking who our running back is every year.
Right.
I miss prime Ezekiel Elliott. I miss when we knew that Darren McFadden was one of the more underrated running backs in the league, and he was consistent. I miss all of those things, and I'm envious of teams like the Ravens and Philadelphia that know they have a true workhorse at running back, and there is a true answer. But I will digress. Being the Panthers and having like four decent running backs on the team sounds kind of fun too, because 1 week Rico Dowdle goes off for almost 200 yards. The next week he's getting 30% of the snaps. It's kind of chaotic, but hey, I like having the central focus on one guy.
3 for 21 for Javonte with, let's just say, like $18 million guaranteed. Overreaction or reality, you would do that.
I'm going to say reality. I would do it as well, and I'll propose another point that Alec didn't bring up. It's difficult to find as good of a runner as Javonte Williams, who will also get his nose dirty in the pass protection aspect of the game. And I think the older Dak Prescott gets, you want to keep him clean as much as possible. And if you can get that good of value out of a running back who can get you 5-6 yards on first down pretty consistently, in the way that I think Shoddy's a really good run scheming play caller, I think he create holes for him, and if he can still, you know, show that he's got the legs. I'm a little worried about the two injuries and how that's going to kind of linger on him throughout the length of that 3-year contract. But for the value, $7 million for a guy that's probably going to get you 1,000 yards every year and do really good in pass pro, I think that's a steal.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Bengals should trade Joe Burrow. We talked about this in the break because he sounded miserable. Whoa. He said it had nothing to do with Cincinnati. You could make the argument that even full-time healthy Joe Burrow is not going to be enough to bail them out. Their defense is just as bad, if not worse, than the Cowboys. Overreaction or reality? The Bengals should trade Joe Burrow.
There's so many layers to this.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That just lead me to a question mark, but for the sake of the question, I'm going to say for fun reality. And the reason I say that is because your defense is more than one or two guys away from being good.
Sure.
And you are just wasting the talent and the availability of one Joe Burrow. I would maximize his value now and say we need more help than he can provide. And that is to no fault of his own. So you do the right thing by him and say, we know things aren't great. We're going to even let you have some input in where you go, even. We'll try to make it happen wherever you want to go and see, as long as it's not a rival, and preferably in the NFC if I'm the Bengals. But the reason it gets so messy for me and it leads to more of an overarching question mark is the money that they have invested outside of him in T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Then they feel left in the dark, and they feel left behind too. So I know they wouldn't be thrilled.
Well, the good and terrible news for Joe Burrow is the betting odds say that the favorite to land him if he is moved is the New York Giants.
Gross.
Overreaction, which is confusing in and of itself. Overreaction or reality for you then, Jacob? It's time for the Bengals to trade Joe Burrow.
Man, I'll tell you what. If the Bengals can... I'm going to go reality also for fun because I want to propose a package. If the Bengals can find a way to get like... 2 or 3 first round picks along with Jackson Dart, I would probably do it, because the last thing you want in that trade is you don't want to be left in no man's land with a quarterback. You're going to need a young quarterback, whether it's like, I don't know, a trade to the Vikings. If you believe that you can turn JJ McCarthy into a great player and you get him in return, that would be interesting. He would go from one really good LSU receiver to another. And I think it'd be a lot of fun to shake it up. As long as they don't trade him to my division, I'm all for it.
And they would, I mean, the Giants right now are in line to have the number 2 pick. So
yeah, they'd have that too.
They can make that happen. Maybe they love Dante more. Don't know. All right, overreaction or reality, the Giants should have tried to lose to the Raiders.
It's a reality. Again, it goes back to the idea that if you are a fan of the team, and really if you care about the long-term future of the team at all, you should not be winning games, especially in that one where it is essentially the toilet bowl, where it's the worst of the worst, and it has major implications on your draft position. I wouldn't have watched the game, but I would have totally respected it if both teams said starting quarterback out, number 1 receiver out, and basically any expensive player that they still have left on their team, you say, go ahead and collect a check. You're good. Wouldn't have watched the game, but I would have respected the hell out of both of them showing up and not trying.
I feel like the Raiders kind of not tried, but...
Oh, they definitely did.
What say you, Jacob?
Well, I mean, the Raiders don't try even with all their starters in,
that's
a
good point.
Yep. I don't know. I think the number 1 pick always comes down to the worst team in football, and I don't think that's the Giants. I think if they would have found a way to lose that game and get it, it would have been a steal. With that being said, I think it would have been a lot of fun to see what the Giants could have done, because it's like, it's not one of those Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels drafts where if you trade the top pick, you're going to get an absolute haul. Now, you might get a pretty respectable haul for Fernando Mendoza, yeah, or like you said, Dante Moore. But I think they would have kept the pick. Hot take. I think they would have kept the pick, and they would have taken Arvell Reese, and they would have made that defensive line even nastier.
Okay, bonus question then. Overreaction or reality, in the next 5 years, there will be some sort of NFL draft lottery.
Ooh.
This year feels particularly egregious. And maybe they're all just terrible. They're breaking some, you know, the Titans are breaking in young quarterback and everything like that, but...
I'm going to go overreaction and say more like 10 years.
Okay, but you could see it on the horizon.
Yes, I think we are going to get to a point where I feel like teams are getting really bad about opening their mouths about certain things, too, and you're finding teams getting punished for stuff. You know, the whole thing with the Giants, to bring them back up, Brian Daboll running into the tent trying to save his quarterback from concussion protocol, and how they handled that, and the investigation found that, oh, yeah, they broke plenty of rules. But teams are just getting more and more undisciplined, and I think someone is going to get even worse than the Raiders this year at hiding it. Because I think the Raiders do have that internal memo of, we don't care what the result is at this point. It's new front office leadership. It's a coach that probably won't be there next year. We do not care. And I think we're going to get to a point where the league is going to say, we're tired of teams not caring, and we're not going to reward them for not caring.
I think Alec brought up a really, really good point about, it's going to get to a point, or when does it get to a point where teams are just really bad at hiding it? I think it's going to be really interesting what happens next year if Arch Manning balls out and wins the Heisman. I think you're going to see a lot of teams that are going to blatantly tank. And, I mean, if they do a poor enough job hiding it, I think it's absolutely a reality.
One more. Overreaction or reality? I know I'm going to lose this fight. You now appreciate and respect the talents of Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is the first quarterback in NFL history to have back-to-back 13-win seasons on two different teams. In fact, the only quarterbacks that have even done it are Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Brett Favre, all Hall of Famers. I'm not saying, obviously, that Sam Darnold is going to the Hall of Fame, but overreaction or reality, you now appreciate and respect the talents of Sam Darnold.
You know, Kevin, I appreciate the work that you do in gathering numbers and trying to force agendas on me about quarterbacks especially, because, you know, I get very heated about quarterbacks and very pointed in my opinions. But shout out Dylan Gabriel. You still suck at football. I have to go overreaction here because I respect the body of work. I don't respect the talent. I think he's a product of a very good system that fits around him. You've
even
seen it
two
before.
Different systems?
Yes, okay. Because I think that certain ideologies, it's a copycat league. I think that Seattle and their staff saw what worked with him in Minnesota and said, we can do that too.
Okay.
We can replicate that to some degree, and they're doing a great job of it. So I'm not even trying to diss the guy on a serious note. I think it's more credit to the staff. I think they've just handled him perfectly.
Jacob, it feels like I might be fighting a losing battle. Overreaction or reality? You appreciate and respect the talents of Sam Darnold.
Yeah, it's a losing battle. I'm going to go overreaction. Oh, I mean, we saw this movie last year. He's going to find a way to win 13 games and lose the last one, and he's going to be in a road playoff game as a team that's been one of the best teams in football all year, and prime Sam Darnold's going to show up and throw five interceptions to J.C. Horn and the Carolina Panthers defense and find a way to lose a game he should have won.
You know what? I think you guys have pushed me now to start rooting for the Seahawks in the playoffs. Just so he can be like, in your face! But I get your point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. It's time for the Combo Platter Present Edition. Give us a sports opinion, maybe about Sam Darnold. And then, what was the worst present you or someone in your family got for Christmas? And why was it a trampoline? Next on The Fan.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.